So the Rosh, I'll tell you to Mimcha Ikshus Pair Benibel Pair, Kyal called the Baracha Tobu Bemishpot. A person shouldn't let out Ikshus Pair and Nibel Pair. Kyal called the Baracha Tobu Bemishpot. Everything you say is Tobu Bemishpot, is going to be brought into Mishpot. So Nibel Pair, we have, you know, Chazal, very strong Lashonas about Chazal. Namor says a person could have. Person who lowers himself to talk about what it is, the Mora says, even he had a gzar din of Shiv Mishan of the Toiva, it's Nebuch Hara. So it means even he had a lifetime of 70 years. Even if he had a full lifetime of gzar min Shemayim of Toiv, it could be destroyed because of Nibu Peh. The Mora Shin Shabbos says that because of Nibu's Peh, such Rabbis gzar koshes come to the world. Coming up with people, maybe you can look ahead of him. So, in the same breath, the Rosh talks about Ikshus Peh. Ikshus Peh is a guy's a stubborn ox. He's a difficult person to deal with, etc. But we don't seem to lump Ikshus Peh and Nibble Peh in the same Madrega. And the Rosh says, you know, starts off with this the Ikshus Peh and the Nibel Peh. Now the Rosh, let's start with Akshanas Bechlau. I mean, the Mais Akshanas, the Pasuk says that the Russian comes to Moshe after Chet HaEgel, and he receives Om Exebe Hei Am Kshe Erefu. Vato Anichali Vachel Hashem Osom. The Russian says, I saw this nation, and they are people which are Kshe Erefu, and now let me destroy them. So it means the reason why Klai is to be destroyed after Chet HaEgel is not because they did the Chet HaEgel. As the Purna says, the Purna points out that it's not the reason why they're to be destroyed. The reason why they're destroyed is because they're a Kshei Arif. So what is a Kshei Arif? A Kshei Arif is a person which puts his Arif, his back of his neck, Kneged Mechichov. I point something out to the person. The person's reaction is like this stubborn reaction. So he doesn't turn around to face me. He keeps his back to me. Starker of upper lip, you know, as the saying goes, you know. Not in his bowl. So the problem that Sopurna says with Chet HaEgel wasn't the Dilchet. Dilchet, the person does Chet. If the person has the potential for correcting himself, so the person doesn't have to start Klaus. What's the potential? If when somebody points out something, they've done something wrong, they listen. They want input. They want direction. They want correction. Nobody's perfect. Nobody always cops the right thing to do. Nobody has life experience necessarily that they know always what's right and what's wrong. And they want input. And this person says, I don't want input. I'm not interested. I'm a fartiga. I'm good the way I am. Just don't tell me what to do. So that's a chair. So that's the source of the source of the destruction, the potential destruction of Klal Yisrael. The Chet HaEgel is not the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. It's the Chayarif element of it. So that's the meaning of Akshanas. When Chazal talk about Akshanas, they don't talk about it in a positive sense. Right? They don't see Akshanas as a positive thing. There are times where a person has to make himself with a star kite connected to the people which laugh at him. You know, I'm on this ball, I do the right thing even though you make fun of me. Right? So that's not in that sense, it's a milo. Klai Yisrael are very stubborn people. That's, you know, we're when you use it l'toiv, we're stubborn in our adherence to Torah mitzvahs even under difficult circumstances, even under the people being malig at us. Right? But many times the problem of the Akshonis is used not for Toiv, but for Ra. But it comes to Rosh, and Rosh says it's not only Akshonis problematic, but even the Ikshus Peh is problematic. The other person, which, I know you probably had this experience, man, maybe not, the same, but, you know, I had this experience. They say over for Motel Katz, tells Rosh Hashiva that Motel said, you know, we'd have a conversation with somebody. He says the first time he would say something to somebody, the person would say, like, you know, you'd argue with him, no, it's not true, it's not true. Second time, the person would, you know, listen and hear. And third time, the person would say, what are you talking about? That's what I was saying the whole time. I've been saying that. You're the one arguing with me. That's usually how it goes. He says, it doesn't bother him. At least it might he got his point across, and he got what he wanted to accomplish. The fact that he didn't get credit for it, well, that's not important thing. That's what Motel said. Right. You have the experience where you talk to somebody and the person gives you this really strong negative reaction. And 2 days later, you see them doing exactly what you told them to do. Right? So, like, the interaction, they had to be the one in control, one who's the boss, one who's in control. Lamaisa, you're right, so they listen to you. Right? So their akshonis is not akshonis in Lamaisa. Because they talk and give in. Right? But the ikshus peh, there is. It's not the way they respond to it. The response is a response of this, like, this stark kind of disagreeing and don't tell me what to do, and I have a right to decide how I want to do things, etc., etc. Then you walk away. So right now their ego is at stake. So the ego is at stake. So they defend their ego. Once you walk away, you're not involved in it anymore. So the ego is not at stake anymore. So they said, yeah, my Reingold's right. Why not do it? You know, makes sense, right? So there's no ego issue anymore. The worst thing you can do to such a person is point out afterwards that they listen to you. Because then you lost them listening. The compliance is lost. Because now they're forced back in the position that they, you know, now they can't do it because otherwise the ego issue, you know. You say, you know, you have to say, you know, you say you just look the other way. Just keep your mouth shut. You have to know when you're dealing with Tamidim, family, whatever it is. You say, you know, oh, that's so nice you're doing that. I really appreciate it. Wow, you thought of that? Yeah, I'm so impressed with that. Wow, such a nice idea. How'd you think of that? Just move on. You know, great. You know, you got your. Do you want credit? Do you want the goal? So that's on the mechanics, a challenge. You know, yeah. You know, they gave you this major, who knows what, and then an hour later they're doing it. You know, so you say, you see, I'm right. Well, what'd you accomplish? You accomplish nothing. You just set yourself up for the next fight, and then maybe they won't do it anymore. So comes the rush, and the rush says, "Mishnah Gazach." He says, but on their end, right, Ikshus Peh is a person's coming in, he's pointing something out to you, and the person's pointing it out, you know, for corrective purposes. So you've got a person who will do it in a Menschel Chayfen. A person will do it in a non-Menschel Chayfen. The person... in some of Dragon means the type, you know, yeah, certainly he gets an ego trip out of it, you know. Like, I was once speaking in a certain venue. There's a fellow over there. The person, I mean, he's a known individual in Klai, so he's busy, like, you know, making crosses against people. He's a type of interesting fellow, you know. He's busy, like, you know, he is like Mamash, one of the greatest gifts to our generation, and he's busy pointing out everybody's faults everywhere. So he comes over afterwards to me and he says, you know, I'm a world-class speaker. I want to give you some advice. That's how he starts the conversation. I mean, ich bin a Weltsportim to Redner. That's in Yiddish. It means I'm a world-known speaker, which he's not, but, you know, that's, in his mind he is. You know. So he's giving me advice of how I should speak. So I thank you very much. You know, so I appreciate your input, you know. About the gang, you know, I mean, his kimono wasn't to help me. His kimono was to show that he's a world-class speaker and he has what to teach me. But he had some good points. I mean, some of them, you know, I think I know how to speak better than he does, but that's an issue. But some of them, what's getting me wrong? So, what's the Ikshus Peh about? Like, what are you getting upset about? Like, why are you getting stubborn about? So the Rosh is saying, even Ikshus Peh is a problem. But not, the pell of the Rosh is that Ikshus Peh is a problem to the point that he puts it in the same piece as Nibble Peh. Right? The idea that a person should be stubborn is like, it's the hepech of the whole Tachas HaChayim. Tachlis Chaim is growth. Tachlis Chaim is understanding that Tachlis Chacham is later to know that you don't know. The true understanding of each individual is a person has to realize there's so much he doesn't know that he needs to get feedback and information about. So Ikshus Pe is Pasha. It's like a steerer to Chaim, to steerer to life, a steerer to function. So the Rosh says, "Kia kol debarecha tabe b'mishpat." You're going to get judged in Shemayim for your words, not for your ma'isim. Your ma'isim, you talking did the right thing. But what are you giving a hard time for? Right? Do you want to get a fellow to give input later in the future? Imagine I have a fellow when I tell him input, right? The person gives me a very hard time. So like, I have somebody, you know, I've done that with him, and he came over after this and says, I want to ask Rebbe a favor. He says, please keep giving me Musar, even though I'll be stubborn when I hear it. And I'll get angry and I'll be upset and I won't talk to you for a few days, etc. But I need the input. That's a madrigal. It's a beautiful madrigal. He knows he has an emotional problem right now that he finds difficult getting input. He needs validation, but he recognizes he needs correction. So that's a beautiful madrigal. The Rosh says, don't stop there. Let's go to madrigal beyond that, where, you know, the person says, yes, it's painful. I know you mean for my time. Thank you very much. That would be the logical reaction. I spoke for the ladies of Shabbos, so Baruch Hashem, the feedback was positive. One woman came over and says, you know, just wants to point out, you know, she liked the speech very much. And, you know, she just didn't say and, she said but, you know. But, you know, and, right, that's the difference how you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say and, not but. I like it very much. But means whatever you said before is always, you know. Right? And means yes. Like, and also I want to point out this thing, you know, she says that I didn't translate enough for some of the people in the audience. Maybe need more translation. Plus I talk too fast. You know, I mean, Shiva man, I talk too fast. You know, I told you, she says, you should see when I was like, I was a bacher. Anyway, but I just can't daven fast, but I can talk fast. But it's a good point. You know, if the talker people in the audience had difficulty following what I was saying without translating it, thank you very much. Like, no, I translated enough. You know, and I'm talking about it. You need a little more. Like, you know, you get this man. Like, what? Like, what's the problem? She's not, you know, she's just pointing out. I woke up with a person and said, you pointed, you know, there's some stuff on your jacket. He's like, excuse me? You're like, you know, it's my jacket. You know, like, what are you talking about? So I have to wear my jacket the way I want. You know, like, you know, I mean, like, and who do you think you are? I know, your jacket's also dirty. I mean, well, thank you very much. Taka dirty. Oh, thank you. Like, you know, so I tell you, like, you know, your speech wasn't perfect. I said, thank you very much. Like, what's the anxious pay about? Right? But if my goal is growth, my goal is life, I say thank you very much. My goal is I want to get better. Then, if that's the goal in life, like, why wouldn't you want input? The rest of the thing, that's a very important thing. Nivul peh is you don't understand the kedushas of chayim. So mainly you'll lower yourself. And ikshus peh means you don't understand tachos of chayim. So it's also a problem. So be careful.